Welcome to morning prayer, Saturday the 5th of December. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praises. Reveal among us the light of your presence, that we may behold your power and glory. Blessed are you, sovereign God of all. To you be praise and glory forever. In your tender compassion, the dawn from on high is breaking upon us to dispel the lingering shadows of night. As we look for your coming among us this day, open our eyes to behold your presence and strengthen our hands to do your will, that the world may rejoice and give you praise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of the new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 9. You, Lord, have never failed those who seek you. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will make music to your name, O Most High. When my enemies are driven back, they stumble and perish at your presence. For you have maintained my rights and my case. You sat on your throne giving righteous judgment. You, Lord, has never failed those who seek you. You have rebuked the nations that destroy the wicked. You have bowled out their name forever and ever. The enemies was utterly laid waste. You uproot their cities. Their very memories has perished. But the Lord shall endure forever. He has made fast his throne for judgment. For he shall rule the world with righteousness and govern the people with equity. Then will the Lord be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in time of trouble. And those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, has never failed those who seek you. You, Lord, has never failed those who seek you. Sing praises to the Lord who dwell in Zion. Declare among the people the things that he has done. The avengers of blood has remembered them. He did not forget for the cry of the oppressed. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider the trouble I suffer from those who hate me. You that lift me up from the gates of death, that I may tell all your praises in the gate of the city of Zion, and rejoice in your salvation. The nations shall sink into the pit of their making, and in the snares which they set will their own foot be taken. The Lord make himself known by his act of justice, and the wicked are smeared in the works of their own hands. The Lord has never failed those who seek you. They shall return to the land of darkness and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, and the hope of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, and let not mortals have the upper hand, Let the nations be judged before your face. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nation may know themselves to be but mortal. You, Lord, has never failed those who seek you. Remember, Lord, all who cry to you from their dark gate. Do not forget those who the world forgot, but rise your faithful ones to Zion's gate. With your all-conquering Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it's now, and shall be forever. Amen. Lift up your voice and strength, O heralds of good tidings. Now is the time to wake out of sleep, for the night is far spent and the day is at hand. Now is our salvation near, that when we first believe, for the night is far spent. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. For the day is at hand. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh. For the night is far spent and the day is at hand. Let us pray. A prayer from the online ministry, Crichton. God of us all, thank you for the gift of Mary in my life. I rely on her to intercede for me with her Son and to guide me, especially in my family. Help me to learn the grace of humanity and give me the courage to say yes to you without always knowing where it will lead. Release me from fears that grip me, the pride and stubbornness, and keep me from you and others. Let me turn to Mary, so human, for as example of how I might live my own life more freely, more loving, and more aware of you. Amen. A prayer by Christian Aid. Loving God, we seek your presence. In silent, behold words, looking to you for comfort, strengthen, protection, and reassurance, breathing with gratitude, holding on to hope, trusting with faith that you are still God in the midst of the turmoil, and that your love reaches to the end of the earth. Be present with us now. Amen. Waiting his coming in glory. Let us pray with confidence as the Savior taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the time, the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May the Lord, when he comes, find us watching and waiting. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.